This is your moment, your time to shine, your comeback. You're ready for the next step in your career, and you want an education employers respect. So you're not just going back to school. You're coming back with Purdue Global. Backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected public universities, Purdue Global is built for people who bring their life experience into the online classroom. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
Whether you're a savvy spender maximizing your savings with cashback rewards, a thrifty rate watcher seeking the lowest interest, or a travel enthusiast looking for extraordinary perks, Kemba Financial Credit Union has a Visa to complement your lifestyle and unique needs. Apply today at Kemba.org to unlock a limited-time 2% cashback on purchases and pay 0% interest on balance transfers for an entire year with a new Visa from Kemba. You deserve a card that works for you. Restrictions apply. Offer ends June 30th, 2024.
We went from normal life, healthy child to acute lymphoblastic leukemia or B-cell ALL. The St. Jude team came up to get CJ via ambulance. Shortly after that, I noticed a rainbow. It meant that there was hope. We were driving into hope. To have hope is to have your child healthy. And we have that because of St. Jude.
You can help kids fight childhood cancer. Please become a St. Jude Partner in Hope today by visiting musicgives.org.
I want to thank every Amazon employee and every Amazon customer because you guys paid for all this.
This is Megacorp, an investigative podcast exposing some of the world's most unethical corporations. This series is about Amazon. I'm Jake Hanrahan, journalist and documentary filmmaker. Megacorp is produced by H11 for Cool Zone Media. So in this series, we've gone from the Amazon warehouse to the Amazon picket line, to the Amazon accounts office, to the Amazon spying operations, and then to the Amazon sort of space mission. Now, in between all of that, there are several various scandals that haven't quite fit into their own episode. So today, this is a sort of amalgamation of various Amazon madness. A patchwork quilt of disgrace, if you like. So first, let's take a look at Amazon in Germany, where in 2013, they were accused of hiring security guards with neo-Nazi connections in a bid to intimidate foreign workers.
Amazon steht im Mittelpunkt eines sich vergrößernden Skandals in Deutschland. Der Online-Shopping-Gigant muss sich Anschuldigungen stellen.
In 2013, Germany's ARD TV channel made a documentary alleging that Amazon hired security personnel from Germany's Hess Security. It claimed that the guards were tasked with keeping order at the hostels and budget hotels where foreign Amazon workers stayed. The documentary showed guards in all black with military boots searching the bedrooms and the kitchens of the foreign staff. One of the foreign workers said that the Hess security men lied to them, telling them that they were actually the police. Another said she was thrown out of her hostel by the security for drying her wet clothes on a wall heater. The security men were apparently aggressive and intimidating. So what is Hess Security? Well, ARD said that Hess Security was run by a man named UEL, and apparently he has ties to football hooligan firms in Germany and convicted neo-Nazis who were, quote, known to police. ARD says the name of Hess Security is even a slight nod to a leading member of the World War II era Nazi party, Rudolf Hess. They say it stands for Hensel European Security Services. From an independent article about the Hess Security situation in regards to the treatment of Amazon workers, ARD said the following, quote, Amazon's temporary staff worked 8-hour shifts packing goods at the company's logistics centers in Bad Hersfeld, Konstanz, and Augsburg. Many walked up to 17 kilometers per shift, and all those taken on could be fired at will. On arrival in Germany, most were told their pay had been cut to below the rate promised when they applied for the jobs at Amazon. End quote. Amazon denied that they directly hired Hess Security, saying, quote, Although the security firm was not contracted by Amazon, we are, of course, currently examining the allegations concerning the behaviour of security guards and will take the appropriate measures immediately. We do not tolerate discrimination or intimidation. End quote. Just as a side note here, I would argue that they do kind of tolerate intimidation because they literally train people on how to act like spies in a bid to union bust. But anyway, according to DW News, the security firm was contracted by an employment agency, not Amazon directly. However, the accommodation where they were was full of temporary Amazon workers from outside of Germany, brought in to deal with the Christmas rush. Most of them were brought in from Spain. One of these workers, a woman named Sylvia, said, quote, "It's like being in a machine, and we are just a small part of this machine," end quote. A spokesman for the German United Services Union said, quote, "They don't see any way of complaining. They are all too frightened of being sent home without a job," end quote. Now, you could argue that Amazon has some responsibility for the security, seeing as they asked the employment agency to provide them with workers, and their workers were staying at the place where this security was. Also, you could say, to be fair to Amazon, they said they would investigate in 2013, and they didn't personally contact Hess Security. But this is just another example of what can happen when human beings are treated as nothing more than flesh robots for the warehouse floor. Proper checks were clearly not carried out, likely simply due to the fact that profit was all that mattered and, as we've learned in this series, Amazon often doesn't look out for its workers. This is reflected on the ground in Germany more recently also, as workers there went on strike in November 2021 to protest wages and work conditions. Unions there said Amazon has failed to meet industry standards when it comes to the wage rise. A union rep there said, quote, "It is unacceptable that a multinational corporation worth billions earns itself silly and yet refuses to give its employees the wage increases that other companies in the industry pay their colleagues," end quote. Yeah, I agree with that guy. That's kind of what this whole series is trying to get at. Amazon employs almost 30,000 people in Germany and plans to build more warehouses there in the future. In November, there was a staff walkout in Leipzig and at two sites in Bad Hersfeld, which is also where the foreign workers harassed by Hess Security were working. This was yet another account of workers being mistreated directly by Amazon or via proxy of the people that employed them to work for them. As we've seen, many such cases.
Are you ready to take charge of your health journey? Look no further than Trinity School of Natural Health. With their flexible online programs, you can receive the comprehensive education you need to care for your loved ones or step into the thriving field of natural health. Why choose Trinity? Because their programs offer more than just coursework. You'll interact with experienced instructors, connect with like-minded peers, and even participate in optional live events to hone your skills. If you've ever thought about becoming a certified natural health professional, the CNHP program at Trinity School of Natural Health is the perfect certification course. You'll equip yourself with the knowledge and skills to make a real difference in the lives of others. Turn your passion for natural health into a rewarding career. Visit trinityschool.org today to learn more about the Certified Natural Health Professional Certification Program. Go to trinityschool.org. That's trinityschool.org. Trinity School of Natural Health. Transform your life. Transform the world.
Whether you're a savvy spender maximizing your savings with cashback rewards, a thrifty rate watcher seeking the lowest interest, or a travel enthusiast looking for extraordinary perks, Kemba Financial Credit Union has a Visa to complement your lifestyle and unique needs. Apply today at Kemba.org to unlock a limited-time 2% cashback on purchases and pay 0% interest on balance transfers for an entire year with a new Visa from Kemba. You deserve a card that works for you. Restrictions apply. Offer ends June 30th, 2024.
Hi, I'm Cindy Crawford, and I'm the founder of Meaningful Beauty. When Dr. Sabah and I decided to do a skincare line together, he said to me, we are going to give women meaningful beauty. And I said, that's exactly right. We want to give women meaningful beauty, which means each and every product is meaningful. It has a reason to exist. It's efficacious. You're going to get results. And then you just go out and live your life.
Meaningful beauty. Confidence is beautiful. Learn more at meaningfulbeauty.com.
Now we're going to go from foreign Amazon workers harassed in Germany to mysterious Amazon workers on Twitter. This is actually kind of mad, and it really shows how potentially devious Amazon is. So basically, in March 2021, as many Amazon workers in the US state of Alabama voted to form a union, some Amazon workers took to Twitter to say how much they loved Amazon. They were a group of so-called Amazon FC ambassadors, fulfillment center ambassadors. They were generally starting off by tweeting what was a template sort of message with an image of themselves saying things like this, quote, my name is Leo, I'm an Amazon ambassador and Rebin at Jax 2. Any questions about the FC, just ask. I'm also into riding motorcycles, the beach and slash or pool. I'm retired public service, Newark NJ, CR7, support Portugal National Soccer Club and Sporting Football Club. End quote. Or there's Michelle, the Amazon FC ambassador. She tweeted, quote, hi, I am Michelle. I am a PIC ambassador and trainer at BFI4 in Kent, Washington. If you have any questions about what it is like to work at an FC, feel free to ask me. I am passionate about my family and love to cook, bake, and garden. It gives me peace. End quote. Then it led to things like this. One user named FC Dala began to speak out against the Amazon unions. She said, quote, what bothers me most about unions is there's no ability to opt out of dues. Amazon takes great care of me. End quote. That was quite weird to say, seeing as Dala claimed to be based in Alabama, where, reported by the BBC, it's actually illegal to have a union without a dues opt-out option. Another user named Bert, who said he worked at the OK4 Amazon warehouse, tweeted, quote, unions are good for some companies, but I don't want to have to shell out hundreds a month just for lawyers. End quote. Now, it just so happened that Bert's display picture on Twitter was actually a guy from a YouTube comedy group called Dude Perfect. They have almost 60 million subscribers. A short while after these anti-union tweets were sent out, it was noticed online that some of the Amazon FC ambassadors suddenly changed their names. So the quote we just read about Michelle was actually now from an account called Sarah at Amazon FC Sarah. As first reported by journalist Karen Weiss, Rick became James, Leo became Sierra, and Michelle became Sarah. So what's going on? Well, as you've probably clocked by now, these were not real people. These were fake accounts set up to smear unions, made to look as if they were the opinions of genuine workers at Amazon. The BBC wrote about this, and they contacted Amazon to ask about these fake accounts, of which there were many, but Amazon didn't respond. Now, I don't think it takes a genius to realise who the most probable company behind them is. Fake accounts aside, Amazon actually pays real workers to do this online. These workers are paid to promote and defend Amazon on Twitter. These name-changing accounts I just mentioned, though, they weren't even real. In the end, Twitter had to suspend many of these fake accounts as they broke the spam and platform manipulation rules. Now, if it was Amazon who was behind these fake accounts, which personally I believe it almost definitely was, everything points towards them. They even actually pay workers to do this without them being fake accounts. If it was them, I think this really shows how unbelievably dishonest and devious Amazon can be when it comes to busting unions. They do not want their workers organized, and they don't want them to make a better working environment for themselves. That much is clear to me, at least. a way to play the long game to stop workers organising unions could be to basically coach people from young that unions are no good. Now, how could Amazon do that, you ask? Well, have a listen to this. In 2019, Cajon High School in the US state of California began offering a Amazon Logistics and Business Management Pathway course. This was reported first by Vice's Motherboard writers Aaron Gordon and Lauren Kaori Gurley. They described the course as, quote, a first of its kind series of courses intended to help students get a head start in a career in logistics, end quote. Amazon donated $50,000 to kickstart the course. You could argue that that's not a donation and simply a payment or a bribe provided to the school to get them teaching an Amazon business syllabus. But I'm not saying that. Now, if you didn't think this was starting to sound a bit weird before, get this. The classroom where this Amazon business course is being taught was redecorated, painted in Amazon's signature yellow branding, and with Amazon's leader principles written on the walls. Those are customer obsession, bias for action, deliver results. So you go into class in an Amazon-coloured room with their odd catchphrases written all over the walls. Customer obsession, bias for action, deliver results. It sounds like a really weird business cult.
Are you ready to take charge of your health journey? Look no further than Trinity School of Natural Health. With their flexible online programs, you can receive the comprehensive education you need to care for your loved ones or step into the thriving field of natural health. Why choose Trinity? Because their programs offer more than just coursework. You'll interact with experienced instructors, connect with like-minded peers, and even participate in optional live events to hone your skills. If you've ever thought about becoming a certified natural health professional, the CNHP program at Trinity School of Natural Health is the perfect certification course. You'll equip yourself with the knowledge and skills to make a real difference in the lives of others. Turn your passion for natural health into a rewarding career. Visit trinityschool.org today to learn more about the Certified Natural Health Professional Certification Program. Go to trinityschool.org. That's trinityschool.org. Trinity School of Natural Health. Transform your life. Transform the world.
Whether you're a savvy spender maximizing your savings with cashback rewards, a thrifty rate watcher seeking the lowest interest, or a travel enthusiast looking for extraordinary perks, Kemba Financial Credit Union has a Visa to complement your lifestyle and unique needs. Apply today at Kemba.org to unlock a limited-time 2% cashback on purchases and pay 0% interest on balance transfers for an entire year with a new Visa from Kemba. You deserve a card that works for you. Restrictions apply. Offer ends June 30th, 2024.
Hi, I'm Cindy Crawford, and I'm the founder of Meaningful Beauty. When Dr. Sabah and I decided to do a skincare line together, he said to me, we are going to give women meaningful beauty. And I said, that's exactly right. We want to give women meaningful beauty, which means each and every product is meaningful. It has a reason to exist. It's efficacious. You're going to get results. And then you just go out and live your life.
Meaningful beauty. Confidence is beautiful. Learn more at meaningfulbeauty.com.
To get a better idea of what's going on with the Amazon Logistics and Business Management Pathway course, I spoke to Lauren Kaori Gurley about the article that she co-wrote about this. You had this scoop recently. I can only describe it as like an Amazon indoctrination kind of course in a school. Maybe you can explain to us all about this article, you know, you recently wrote and the kind of ins and outs of it, what it actually is.
Sure. So about a year ago, I came across a course, a program that Amazon was launching at a high school in Southern California in the Inland Empire, which we can talk about later, but it's near Los Angeles. There's a big Amazon presence. And the program was specifically to prepare students to for work in the logistics industry. So for warehouse work, we knew Amazon sort of had STEM sponsorship programs in high schools and middle schools around the country, but this is the first time there had been sort of a program specifically about preparing a very young workforce for warehouse work. And this is in an area where there is a ton of warehouse jobs. And so we ended up FOIAing this school district and this where this high school is located. It's called Cajon High School, to see sort of what we could get about the class. And we got a couple of, what would I call them, like syllabi for two courses that are currently going on at this high school. The program is called Amazon Logistics and Business Management Pathway. And the two courses that we got a hold of the syllabi for were business management and entrepreneurship and global logistics and concepts. And I guess I would just start off by saying that Amazon did not design these courses. We talked to the school district and the school district told us that they did not play a role in designing it, but they are sort of a partner in this program, and they are sort of oversee it. So
they provided a load of money though, right? Like 50 grand, I think it was.
Yeah, 50 grand. They donated 50 grand. And this is all going on in a classroom that is painted with Amazon's leadership principles. So we have some photos in the article if you look at it, but it says customer obsession, bias for action, deliver results, like on the classroom walls. Amazon is very customer centric, as your listeners probably already know, but sort of the models like do anything for the customer. And so the students are learning in a classroom with these things written on the walls.
Right. So tell us about the syllabus of the courses.
So the first course, the management and entrepreneurship course, is just like sort of pretty standard, I think, for what you would get in like a class like this in high school. But there's a section on motivating employees, a very large section of motivating employees, where they talk about Frederick Taylor and scientific management, which is sort of like Frederick Taylor was an industrialist and during the Industrial Revolution, who sort of developed ways of streamlining work processes in order to maximize the productivity of workers with a stopwatch. This is very similar to sort of Amazon's practices today, where they're just constantly trying to find new ways to squeeze productivity and profit, in other words, out of their workers. Students are also learning about Maslow's hierarchy of needs, which is interesting because Maslow's hierarchy of needs like sort of teaches you that people will sort of sacrifice, like, I don't know, their own personal fulfillment or mental health for basic physical needs if they need to. There's a section on mergers and acquisitions where they ask students, why are mergers and acquisitions important to a company's overall growth? A section on Uber, actually, where they talk about like sort of things that Uber has done wrong, and they say, what can Uber do to ensure its competitors are not chipping away at its dominant market share as a result of such bad press?
The irony of that.
So it's very much like a course that was designed from the perspective of someone who wants to go into business. There is another course that that we have the curriculum for, which goes on to have called about global supply chains. And there's a large section on Amazon. It goes through Amazon's history, its vision, sort of its impact on e-commerce globally. And it's just from the language that they're using, you can tell that this is very pro-Amazon. It's described as exciting and why people should be excited to join these industry. Oh, and then as part of this entire program, the syllabi say that like students have to participate in an internship, and the place they suggest the internship being is at an Amazon warehouse.
What a coincidence.
So it's not like Amazon played a central role in designing the course, but clearly they are very much, you know, involved in this because they're trying to prepare the future generations of their warehouse workers, sort of give them a taste of, or like have their first experiences with Amazon be ones like these. And just want to note that, yeah, your listeners probably know, but Amazon has a long record of union busting and being anti-union. And so it's ironic to, and it's very worrying to a lot of people to have young people have their first, you know, experience of like, what is a labor union coming from a company that is extremely anti-labor. I think it raises a lot of questions for the community and for people who are, you know, activists in this area.
Roughly, like, what kind of age group are the students that were in this class?
Currently, there are 94 students who are in this class, and they're, I think, mostly sophomores, juniors, and seniors. So they're, like, 16 to 18 years old. And it's unclear. This course was designed in partnership with a state college and a community college. It's unclear whether, like, I asked the school and the district, I was like, do a lot of students go on, how many of your students go on to work in Amazon warehouses, or do they go off to college, or sort of what, where are students, like, are they preparing students directly for warehouse work or what? And they couldn't provide any statistics, but I do know in the Inland Empire, a lot of people working in Amazon warehouses are college students trying to get through college.
To me, it feels like kind of like subversive feudalism. You know what I mean? Like putting the seed in there from really early, like everybody should be a part of Amazon. Like it does feel kind of creepy to me. I mean, what do you reckon?
Oh yeah. I mean, I think that's totally a part of it. Like companies, and this is not just true of Amazon, like companies want to, I mean, like, look at like Instagram, trying to make Instagram for like babies or like children or something. Like they want to create a relationship, or like banks wanting young people to open up bank accounts. They want to create a relationship with you like as early as possible. There's actually, and I don't know a ton about this either, but there are these things called Bezos Academies, which are preschools that are popping up all over the country over the past few months. There's some in Florida, Texas, Washington State.
That Bezos Academy starting when you can't even read yet.
So we've got the ironically named Amazon principals being taught in the warehouse, on social media, and now even in some schools. Now, I'm not saying rich business people shouldn't invest in education. I think the opposite is true. They definitely should if they want to. However, when you look at who Bezos is, what he believes in, and how his company treats its workers, I think we need to take a step back and consider what the Amazon long game is. In the next episode of Megacorp, we're going to be digging into who Jeff Bezos actually is. He's the richest man on earth, the founder of Amazon, and much, much more. Megacorp is made by my production company, H11, for Coolzone Media. It's written, researched, and produced by myself, Jake Hanrahan. It was also produced by Sophie Lichterman. Music is by Sam Black. Graphics by Adam Doyle, and sound engineering by Splicing Block. If you want to get in touch, follow me on social media at Jake_Hanrahan. That's H-A-N-R-A-H-A-N.
Are you ready to take charge of your health journey? Look no further than Trinity School of Natural Health. With their flexible online programs, you can receive the comprehensive education you need to care for your loved ones or step into the thriving field of natural health. Why choose Trinity? Because their programs offer more than just coursework. You'll interact with experienced instructors, connect with like-minded peers, and even participate in optional live events to hone your skills. If you've ever thought about becoming a certified natural health professional, the CNHP program at Trinity School of Natural Health is the perfect certification course. you'll equip yourself with the knowledge and skills to make a real difference in the lives of others. Turn your passion for natural health into a rewarding career. Visit trinityschool.org today to learn more about the Certified Natural Health Professional Certification Program. Go to trinityschool.org. That's trinityschool.org. Trinity School of Natural Health. Transform your life. Transform the world.
Whether you're a savvy spender maximizing your savings with cashback rewards, a thrifty rate watcher seeking the lowest interest, or a travel enthusiast looking for extraordinary perks, Kemba Financial Credit Union has a Visa to complement your lifestyle and unique needs. Apply today at Kemba.org to unlock a limited-time 2% cashback on purchases and pay 0% interest on balance transfers for an entire year with a new Visa from Kemba. You deserve a card that works for you. Restrictions apply. Offer ends June 30th, 2024.
We went from normal life, healthy child to acute lymphoblastic leukemia or B-cell ALL. The St. Jude team came up to get CJ via ambulance. Shortly after that, I noticed a rainbow. It meant that there was hope. We were driving into hope. To have hope is to have your child healthy. And we have that because of St. Jude.
You can help kids fight childhood cancer. Please become a St. Jude Partner in Hope today by visiting musicgives.org.